Welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show, starring
the Mrs.
and Mr.
A man named Jed, a poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed.
Welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. I am your host. I am the Summit. No. I guess I shouldn't be calling myself that. Fine, stop. Welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. I am your host this week, the Mr. Joining me today is the Mrs.
Hello.
Hello, she's here.
We're missing.
Yeah, we're missing our centerpiece. I get that's kind of weird. Calling centerpiece. Our adopted son.
What?
What? He's our adopted son.
He's our host and producer.
He's our adopted son. Anyway, welcome to the show. First show we've had in a while. We're back at it. We're not on Periscope or Facebook today. We will be next week in upcoming shows. But we thought we'd do a show today. It's been a while since we did one. Do you want to fill in to where we've been for the past couple of months with our sabbatical?
With our sabbatical? Well, we took some trips. And we were taking care of some personal and family things and life, but spent a lot of time. Let's see, we spent some time in the mountains and some time in New York City, and always fun to see different parts of the country.
Yes, we did. Sorry, I was looking at what your text you said the family sent, so now I'm getting them. So, yes, we were all over the country doing different things. It's been fun. And now it's the summertime.
That's right. So, most people take the summer off. We're actually coming back for the summer.
That's right. After the 4th of July, we come back. We take a break for 4 months. You know, we haven't done a show since January.
Yeah.
6 months. Where have we been?
This is exciting stuff here.
No, we've been gone for 6 months. It is exciting.
I think we were gone for 6 months because we didn't know, because this was the kind of stuff we had.
This is why we don't do a show just me and her, because she's a critic already. Anyway, we have a great show for you today. We got funny family moments. We got family advice. We got Mr. versus the Mrs. And we have truth or lies. So can't wait. And we got social media question of the week, which we'll post on our Facebook page. But first, we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting. We put attitude in broadcasting.
Yes, we do.
Thanks for helping. Anyway, this first segment, let's start it off with, what is your funny family moment of the week?
Well, I think we just had it.
Go ahead and explain to the listeners.
Most of my family is in Italy, and they're enjoying themselves. So we spent a few minutes FaceTiming with them and checking in with them. And our nephew sent a text of what he thought was a sink. And he sent a picture of the sink and said, the sinks are awesome. And so I texted back, you mean the bidets? And he went, what? You mean bidiots? And I'm like, no, bidets, Google it. So he did. And then now he's a little grossed out. So European bidets, always fun stuff when you have people who've never traveled internationally like that before come across them. And they're pretty popular in Italy in the nicer hotels. And if you don't know what a bidet is, B-I-D-E-T.
A boudet?
Google it. I'm not going to explain it.
A boutier?
It's more like a...
It's a boutier.
It's more like a booty wash.
Right. That's what I'm going to say. It's a boutier. It washes your booty.
So, you know, cleanliness is next to godliness.
Especially our family. I don't know with those three kids, but yes, it's up there.
So how about you, my love?
That has to be up there. I mean, come on. I'll never forget the time we went to Italy the first time, and I did it. I kept calling it a boudet.
Well,
a bidet.
That's after you asked me what it was. Yes.
Well, I've never seen one before.
Why does our bathroom have two sinks? No.
Right. I try to wash my hands. It wouldn't let me.
It does not have two sinks.
Is it technically okay to wash your hands with that thing?
You can.
I mean, technically, I mean, because it's not dirty water.
Water comes out of it, and if you've got a bar of soap, sure. But that's not its purpose.
Well, it's not dirty water coming out.
No, it's the same water that comes out of the sink.
So it's okay
shower.
If you wash your hands or brush your teeth out of it.
Did you brush your teeth using it?
Maybe.
I don't know about that.
What, it's supposed to be clean
you're
water?
You're assuming that the last user stayed a fair distance from the nozzle and well, the cleaning close? People actually right. wipe it down.
So, all right, if you use one of those things, because I've never used one, I didn't use it while we were there, how do you actually wash your butt with that? I mean, do you sit on it? Or do you have to be like 3 feet away from it?
I
mean, I don't know.
You're assuming I've used one
that way. You didn't use it?
No.
I guarantee you,
it's
none
really
of our family has used it.
It's not really an American thing, right? We don't have those here. Now, they do sell the toilet seats that have the bidet capability attached to them, and you can press a button and have warm water squirt on your
I just thought
tiny,
a great...
But we don't have one of those either.
I just thought a great question we should have asked the family before they left on the game we did.
What?
Who's going to be the first one the family actually used a bidet?
Well, we weren't thinking about that.
I know. That's a good question, actually.
That is not a good It'd question.
Probably, I don't know, Aiden. Aiden would be the first one to try it out. Ooh, this feels good.
Well,
this
you
is
know.
Easy. I don't have to wipe anymore.
I know. <Ew. laughs> You would think that little boys would like those because you could, you know, just you're right. You could sort of go hands free.
What are you talking about? Young boys, old man, love it. Should love it. They ain't got to wipe anymore. You know how pain it is.
I don't think that's how it works.
I don't
I mean,
know.
It's not like it's one. A hose.
Turn around. Let me spray you off.
No? So it's not like a garden hose with a, you know, super soaker. Okay.
All right. Well, mine, it has to do with the toilet. I'm glad you mentioned that. We had a funny moment. I had a funny moment this week. I asked our stepson, someone to clean.
Your stepson.
Yes. To clean the bathroom, and I go and I come back, and I was like, you know, drop the little blue thing in the toilet bowl. All right, no problem. I come back, me and him go to lunch, and we come back. I hear the water running in the bathroom, so I go in, I open up the toilet, and the little plunger is not flushing all the way. Because the little bowl, the toilet bowl thing, is holding the flapper from opening and closing. So it keeps running. So he dropped it in the center of it. and the little drain came unattached from the center. So it was water was not actually flushing in and out of the toilet. I was like, what happened? Well, you told me to put it in the toilet. You didn't. I was like, I said put it in the corner. I go in and it's... The last time I actually asked him to clean the bathroom, which is funny, he actually put the blue thing in first and then cleaned the toilet. But he didn't clean inside the toilet, you know, at the very base of it, at the bottom. So every time the bathroom, I'm like, oh my gosh. Anyway, that's my funny family moment
this
week.
That's hysterical. So why are our funny family moments this week all about bathrooms?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because
it's the summertime.
Poop is always funny.
Poop is always funny, especially in our family. Or fart. You know, and I'm sure in your family, everybody listening, I'm sure y'all have the same moments. Mm-hmm. Your family is laughing at poop or fart. Because usually that's what we do. Did you have any other family moments you want to share?
Not at this time.
Think? All right. We'll have some more next week. Trust me, I'm sure. Hopefully next week we'll have a little Steven back. So we'll see. The next thing, let's go into family advice. Fun things to do this summer with your family. We actually posted on our Facebook page, which you can check out at Backlash It's the Mr. It's facebook.com/TheMr. and Mrs. Show. So you can check us out there. It's 5 ways to survive a family vacation. Just my wife will tell you, just don't go. Stay at home. Kind of like we did for this Italy trip they took.
Yes.
So we get swimming all the time.
Or my other alternative is a pair of headphones or earplugs and a book.
Or a lot of movies.
A lot of movies. Sit on a chair with your earplugs or and a let lot the of family music. Have a good time.
Right. The 5 successful things they say how to survive. Decide on a mutual trip goal. Whether it's relaxing on the beach, exploring a new destination, or learning a new skill, the purpose of vacation can take many different forms. Agreeing on mutual trip goals before leaving ensures that everybody's on the same page. Anything you want to add to that?
So I think, you know, you definitely want to make sure that you're going to do something everybody is going to find something to enjoy at, right? So, you know, if you go to Disney and you have less mobile people, make sure that, you know, they get set up by the pool or that, you know, they have some place that they can spend the day. If you're going to be at the parks, if you have, you know, little kids or teenagers, you know, make sure there's something that they're going to be interested in. You don't want anybody in the family to feel like, you know, they're just kind of being dragged along and there's really nothing for them to do. And then you also have to remember to relax, right? Your things are going to go wrong. You're going to forget something at home. You're going to, you know, kind of.
Let's take a break. Come back. We'll do a second segment, family trivia. We'll do a lot of that. As always, you're listening to the Mr. and Mrs. Show on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, iTunes, iHeartRadio,
Spreaker,
Stitcher, everywhere. See you later.
What?